heavy. Oh! My. You're up early. Good morning, my treasure. I hope I didn't wake you when I came in. I was just gathering some more food. Wild boar. Doesn't it look delicious? Tell me, how did you sleep? Did you dream about me? I'm so sorry that you're still feeling afraid of me. I know I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I would never do anything to harm you, my love. Not if I could help it. Besides, I'm still a little full from that Amazon. I don't want to eat anything right now. Least of all, my perfect mate. And regardless of how you may feel at the moment, I'm still very happy to see you, my darling. Now, give Mama some cuddles. This is absolutely the best way to start any day. I'm sorry that I've been so affectionate lately. It's hard to talk about, but, well, you're my soulmate, my love, and I know I can talk about anything with you. The thing is, I want to have a baby. I want to mate with you. We Lamia are a race of females and females alone. When we wish to create new life, a human male must be chosen to procreate with. Unfortunately, willing males can be difficult to come across. So, sometimes, we must turn to kidnapping a would-be mate. Personally, I can't imagine a better life mate than you. I'm so lucky. But Lamia, as large and powerful as we are, require a lot of nourishment to survive, and even more when we are with child. Because of this, most males do not survive the gestation period. In order to protect the life of her growing child, and to provide her with precious nutrients, most Lamia, they swallow their mate, consume them to feed their child. Oh, no, but not you. Hey, look at me. Look at me, my love. I would never, ever hurt you. I told you that, and I meant it. I adore you more than anything. You must have noticed how I've been gathering food lately, That isn't just for me or you. It's for us, our family, our future. I want to be a family with you, for you to meet our daughter and to help raise her with me, together. So, I've been gathering all the food we should need to last us through the pregnancy. This way, neither one of us has to venture outside to eat. And then I know you'll be safe. For me, most of all. It's all because... I love you, my treasure. And I'll prove it to you. And prove that you have nothing to be afraid of. Oh, my love, come here. Come quick. The baby is moving. Come, feel. Isn't that marvelous? Here, rest your head on my stomach. Gently, like that. Now, listen. Do you hear it? It's strong, is it? So then, she has her father's heart. It won't be too much longer now until she's ready to meet us. Oh, I can't wait for that day. It'll be so beautiful, won't it? I'm so happy. Being a mother has always been a dream of mine, and we've come so far together. And you're still here, in one piece, undigested. I'll admit, as much as I adore you, there were times that I was perhaps a bit tempted. No, my love, you don't understand what a difficult thing this is for me. Being Lamia, it's... To put it simply, no male has ever lived long enough to meet their daughter. You will be the first. You had one, though, didn't you? A father. What was he like? And your mother? Are they still living? I see. I'm sorry. Well, it's just that I worry. Before I met you, I was alone. My friends, family, everyone I grew up with and grew close to. They're all gone. And I know that I have you now. And we're going to make our own family yet. At times, their loss still makes my heart ache so fiercely. I feel as if I am reliving that loss all over again. It's a pain that I would never wish on another creature. So, I do worry. Yes. Not just for me, but for our daughter. What would she do if something were to happen to me? I have no other family for her to turn to. No friends to take her in. What would become of her? Thank you, my love. I don't deserve such kindness. I wish so badly that they could meet you, darling. My mother, my sisters, they would be so proud of the mate that I've chosen. Your strength and courage. And the baby, oh, and she'll never get to know them. Not the way I did. The way that she should. Only memories. No, no. It's not about that. Not just that. Been so terribly selfish. Darling, the way your eyes lit up when you spoke about them, your family, you clearly love them very much. But I, because of me, my loneliness, my need, you lost everyone you knew, just as I had. I've brought that pain and anguish I feel onto you. And I know that it's wrong. I do. I'm so afraid of being alone again that I can't bear the thought of losing you. Even if it's the right thing to do. I'm so sorry. Oh. If you hate me for what I've done, you could find it in your heart to if you could please be there for me, stay with me when the time comes for me to deliver our child, I would be so deeply grateful. Yes, my love. Really? You will? darling. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my love. You've made me so, so happy. I could just, eat you up. I'm not like that. Sorry. I am just so glad that you want to be there for me. And our little miracle. You know, we still haven't decided on a name yet. We can't just call her the baby forever. Any ideas? Anything call to you? Natalie. Natalie. Oh, that's a wonderful name. Did you feel that? I think the baby agrees. Little Natalie. Are Natalie. Thank you again for being so understanding for all of this. You are a truly remarkable mate, my treasure. And as a show of gratitude, I want to do something for you. Only if you agree, of course. Oh, I was just thinking about what I said a moment ago. And if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate the chance to eat you up. Well, only one part, really. Then, maybe when we're done, you could eat me too.